This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country has heard the recording provided by Turkey of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday he shared the recording with Britain, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States.
I had a conversation with President Erdogan just a couple of weeks ago over the phone. Here in Paris, we had brief exchanges in which I thanked him for his strength in responding to the Khashoggi situation.
Khashoggi died after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Initially, Saudi Arabia said that Khashoggi walked out of the consulate and that his whereabouts were unknown, then that he died in a fistfight, and still later that he died in a chokehold. The kingdom's public prosecutor has since called the killing premeditated but has not said who planned it or approved it. Calculations are shifting in European capitals on whether Donald Trump, the president, is likely to serve a second term in that role. The consensus in Europe ahead of last week's midterm elections was that he would most likely serve only one term in the White House. He expanded the Republican majority in the Senate, and now that's prompting a reconsideration. That, in turn, is leading some European officials to argue that they will not be able to just wait out Mr. Trump for 2 years for return to business as usual with a more traditional Washington. But they need to rethink now about the best approach to adopt towards a U.S. leader who largely sees foreign policy as a zero-sum game, also is unsentimental about traditional American allies. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An outbreak of violence in Gaza prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his trip to Paris. Reuters' Emily Wither.
The aftermath of a botched Israeli undercover operation in the Gaza Strip. Hamas, the dominant armed group in Gaza, say the strikes were intended as cover for the retreat of a car used by the Israeli troops. In response, Palestinians fired 17 rockets into southern Israel. Hamas say the Israeli actions are a blow to efforts to broker a ceasefire. In an apparent attempt to defuse tensions, the Israeli military said the special forces had not been dispatched to assassinate Hamas commanders, a tactic that has in the past sparked previous outbreaks in fighting. Neither side appears eager to escalate a wider conflict. But the violence still brought Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scurrying to catch the next flight home, cutting short an official visit to Paris.
A suicide bomber has killed at least three people and wounded almost a dozen more in Afghanistan's capital. That attack happened as university students took to the streets for a demonstration, protesting the government's failure to prevent attacks in the southeastern provinces of Ghazni and Herat. President Trump is getting some pushback on his threat to withhold federal funding from the U.S. state of California as it fights deadly wildfires. AP's Mike Hempen.
In a tweet, the president said, quote, "So many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forests. Remedy now are no more Fed payments," unquote. California Congressman Adam Schiff says the tweet shows Trump doesn't understand the job of president.
He's out there making these broad and false statements and threatening to remove funding from a state that's devastated right now.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he disagrees with the president's tweet.
I don't think it's appropriate to threaten funding. That's not going to happen.
In a later tweet, Trump noted the tens of thousands of acres that have burned and said, quote, "Our hearts are with those fighting the fires." Mike Hempen, Washington.
A frank dialogue between Chinese and U.S. defense chiefs is taking the two countries into a temporary calming period after a series of rival military moves in the contested South China Sea. Atlantic Council senior fellow Robert Manning tells VOA this was an attempt to put a floor under the very volatile relationship between Washington and Beijing.
It probably succeeded in doing that. I think there were some points where we moved things forward, particularly on how to manage risk in air and sea situations where the U.S. and Chinese forces are in close proximity, in South China Sea being one of them.
The U.S. has asked China to stop militarizing the South China Sea, while Chinese officials told the U.S. to quit sending naval ships near China-held islands. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.